Syria is not Libya yet. The United Nations will have to explain why no intervention in Syria after 300 days of brutal unrest, but the Security Council intervened in Libya after barely a month. The world watching Damascus on this Tuesday, January 31st, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, on this Florida primary day. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So difficult discussions in the United Nations this week over Syria begin our hour. Virtually any action facing a veto from Russia. We'll talk about that. Also, Florida's primary and Nevada's up next. It's a caucus. A lot of you are still talking about your experiences with banking and finding some new hidden charges appearing in your checking account statement.
My name is Mike, and I'm calling from Ann Arbor. Yeah, I've had a checking account for about 15 years now, and I've never had an unexpected fee. If you just keep track of your spending and what you're doing each month, you shouldn't have an unexpected fee.
Let's be like Mike, eh? Tell us what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
And the polls are just opening now across much of Florida. Mitt Romney appears to be on his way to victory, but Florida does have a record of providing some election surprises. Joining us now, Scott Finn, news director of WUSF Public Media in Tampa, Florida. Scott, how does it look at the poll where you are now?
We're just now opening at this minute. A handful of people were lined up to go in. It's a great day to be voting in Florida. Sunny, 76 degrees, and we're expecting a big turnout.
And we show by the latest Quinnipiac poll that Mitt Romney is ahead of Newt Gingrich by 14 points. That's among the likely GOP voters. Have you seen any kind of activity that would among the campaign stops that would make you think it could turn, that we could get us an election surprise today?
You know, with Florida, you just never know, and I'd hate to call it. There are also some polls that show Mitt Romney not quite so far ahead. But there definitely has been a lot of confidence with the campaign. He was here in Tampa Bay yesterday and sounding very confident, almost jubilant, and taunting Newt Gingrich like he has been over the last couple of days about complaining over the debates. And so the Romney campaign does seem confident, and Newt Gingrich it seems a little more deflated than he did a week ago.
All right, that's Scott Finn, news director of WUSF Public Media in Tampa, Florida. Big turnout today, Scott?
Yeah, they've already had 600,000 people early vote, which is more than 2008. And there are 4 million Republicans in all of Florida. They're expecting about half of them to show up.
Scott Finn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
President Obama is giving a vigorous defense of the use of unmanned Predator drones in Pakistan. It was a rare acknowledgement by the president during a web chat hosted by Google Plus.
Drones have not caused a huge number of civilian casualties. For the most part, they have been very precise, precision strikes against al-Qaeda and their affiliates.
President Obama went on to say the missions are kept on a tight leash and used in a way to avoid more intrusive military actions and civilian casualties.
Another crackdown by security forces in Syria, this time on pockets of anti-government protesters in the outskirts of the capital. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton heads to the UN today for talks over a draft resolution calling for the resignation of President Bashar al-Assad. His forces have regained control of most of the capital's eastern suburbs after dissident soldiers captured that territory last week. And EU lawmakers have signed on to a new treaty in an effort to end overspending in the crippled eurozone. Great Britain and the Czech Republic were the only two countries that opposed that measure during a summit in Brussels. UK Prime Minister David Cameron is a staunch opponent of the rule. Czech officials said they took issue with some parliamentary procedures.
Checking the markets now, Asian and European markets up. Futures are up for Wall Street as well. The Dow starts at 12,653. It's 1,313 for the S&P, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,811. Later this hour, voting is taking place in Florida, but we're going to look ahead to Nevada, where the Republican presidential campaign are getting ready. Candidates are getting ready for this Saturday's caucus events. It's the first Western contest in the campaign so far. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to be a part of any of our conversations or thetakeaway.org. First, the United Nations Security Council is meeting to discuss the government crackdown in Syria. Is it time for the U.S. to intervene? We'll hear an argument for intervention. More on the international response to the violence in Syria coming up next.